train wreck. The child was happy, and that is rare nowadays. People don't want to see a poem about a child spilling a red plastic cup full of Tang on Tennessee soil because he's too busy extending both arms straight out while daydreaming of flying over the town of Memphis. People want the child's poem to spill tragic blood, like a 32-year-old mother giving birth alone to quadruplets inside a wooden outhouse with a dirt floor frozen with ice and an aluminum roof about to cave in from the heavy snow in the dead of winter in Siberia in the year of our Lord, 1856, as a pack of white wolves about to famish from hunger scratch at the front wooden door.